So, to come back to Jeremiah, he's a youngster and he's having a problem with God. How many have ever had a problem with God? Never. Okay, some people never had a problem with God. Maybe you better repent quickly. Because a lot of times when we don't get our way, we really are blaming Him. And earlier, I saw a vision of two people within one person. And it's like a young person and an older person. And one is standing in front of the other, somewhat like a teenager with an adult. And our God is saying to us, are you aware of your spirit man? Are you conscious of the new creation that's in you? 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we are a new creation. Now, my physical body was designed and put together in my mother's womb 70 years ago. But my spirit man came to life at 27. So I like the idea that my spirit is a lot younger than this body. The only problem is, if you start reducing all these numbers, the spirit person does not mature in the same timeline as the physical body. The spirit person will mature depending on what you put in it and how much you decide to develop it. Now put that into your thinking cap and wear it well. Because you are the one that's in the control room as to how much that spirit gets developed, at what pace, and how much you decide to go forward. Whether you're in pain or in deception or in fear tactics or in war games, it's up to you to just go forward by choice. At any point that you decide that says as far as you're going, God will honor your decision. Because He left you with a gift of free will. So you can mature and have this inner man come into maturity in the earth, meaning in this temple, or you can leave that spirit person as a child that's just come out of its mother's womb and be happy there, and God will respect your decision. How many of you are born again? Every hand went up. Your date of being born again is different than your birth date. Yes? Let's say that 6 months after you have been born again, you decide, that's it. I'm happy where I am. I'm going to be a new creation, and that's marvelous, but don't give me any more. You've just made a vow. God will honor that vow. He'll leave you alone. He'll give you a season of grace, and then He'll tap on your shoulder, and He'll whisper in your heart, wouldn't it be nice to grow up a little more? Wouldn't it be nice to maybe be like someone else that you see that has spiritual abilities and spiritual capacities and tease you a little bit How many experience what I'm talking about? Put your hand up because you need to see each other. Okay. You then make a decision to go higher. You then decide you'd like to get a little more. And many believers get filled with the Holy Ghost. They begin speaking in other tongues and they think they've got it all. Not true. You don't have it all yet. You've got a deposit. You've got a deposit. How many have ever made a deposit on a layaway plan? Or a deposit to buy a car or a house? It didn't pay the whole thing. All you got is a... How many have had a 30-year mortgage and paid on it? Yeah. Hopefully it's paid for. But if it's not, you're still making another additional deposit. So I'm trying to give you an understanding of what God's doing in the heavenlies. He's releasing another deposit in you every time you decide that you want more. And He's hoping to get you, Holy Ghost, jealous. Now, how many like to see words of knowledge come out of people? It's a lot better to give one than it is to receive one. You look at your neighbor, it's better to give than just receive. So, guess what? If you decide that you want to be an effective tool for the body of Christ, you're going to have to get jealous for the things of God. Now, will that mean that you're going to do it right the first time?
No.
Thank you. It's going to be called trial and error. Yeah. And it's okay. God will honor it because, you see, He knows that you're trying. He knows that you're capable of giving out what you have, and He will not ask you to do more than you can do. But if you say, I can't do this, it's too big for me, guess what? You've just put the padlock and you throw away the key. Say, the key is mercy. You better ask for some mercy. If you've used the wrong key or threw away the key, ask for some mercy. Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, 2 or 3 miles north of Jerusalem. Kind of neat. To whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Jeshiah the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. Kind of cool, right? It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem into captivity in the 5th month. Then, say then. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and approved of you. Wow. Now, I'm using the Amplified because I want you to understand He approves of you. If He approves of you, what is your problem? If He approves of you, what is your problem? Go to Romans 8. Don't lose this space. We're going to come back. But Romans 8, verse 29. For those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware, loved beforehand. That's intense. He also destined. from the beginning, in parentheses, foreordaining them to be molded into the image of his Son and share inwardly his likeness, that he might become the firstborn among many brethren. I settle my case. He loves you. It's about time you make up your mind that you're lovely. Close your eyes. I want you to look at each other. Say, I'm losing my old pattern. And I'm going to declare with God's plan. Before I was formed in the womb, my Father knew and approved of me. And He loves me. And He still loves me. He hasn't changed His mind. It's time I agree with Him. Instead of my old attitude about me. And all of God's people said? Now we're going to go repeat the verse 5, but I'm going to add to you the little pieces that are in parentheses. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrated you and appointed you a prophet to the nations. What a job for a brand new baby that's not even entered the womb yet, but knows that love can do this. He's absolutely assured by God's word that God is saying to him, you will be a prophet to the nations. Does he feel like one? Does he think he is one? Does he have the pattern? Who's the architect? God is the architect. Does he have the pattern? It's already set into his DNA. It's in him. What you're to become is already in you. Stop fighting him. Stop arguing with him. And kind of agree by choice. And I know I'm pushing some buttons right now because, you know, the enemy doesn't want this message. You know why? Because you're going to break loose tonight. You're going to get jealous for more. That's the whole intention of this word. And you're going to get so hungry that you want all the things that have been designed for you. Excuse me. Verse 6. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm only a youth. But the Lord said to me, say not I'm only a youth. For you shall go to all to whom I shall send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Are you ready? Will you give him permission to put his word in your mouth? How many have ever spoken something under the wrong anointing and you know that the devil got away with something? Or sometimes your old self got away with something. Your retaliatory self, your teaching self, your disgusted self, the old creation. Bounce right out of you. Well, he wiggled out of me last night. And I blew it. You say, well, why are you telling us about it? Because I repented already. And I'm forgiven. All right. I'm not going to live there. Just because I landed there doesn't mean I have to live in depression or fear or more of the same. I don't need to do that. But I also find that this search suit gets me in trouble. Oh man, have I got some friends. This earth suit is designed to what? Go in the opposite direction of my spirit. So there's a war going on from within me. And my battle is not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12, but against all kinds of darkness that's trying to overwhelm me. Because they don't want this message out. And it's too bad. They're not going to win. Because you know what? I know how to repent. And I know how to confess my sin. And I know how to keep on going. And hoping that by my example, you'll pick yourself up and go forward. Go for it. Go forward. Don't drop the ball. Just because you started wrong and you fumbled, pick it back up. Romans 8:1 says, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? Yeah. Then pick up the ball. Verse 10. See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to overthrow, and to build and to plant. So you've got a double job. You're going to tear down the old stuff, put it on the altar and let it burn, and pick up the new stuff from God and let Him glorify you. Let Him glorify you. Let that inner man control this outer box. It can be done. I mean, you know what it's like to be under the anointing of the Most High God. And all of a sudden your mouth is just going and you're just witnessing about Jesus. And it's just wonderful. And everybody around you is pulling their hair out. When she shut up. Yeah. I can't stand it when they go to that house. Because they talk about Jesus. Yeah. Let me digress for a minute. This happened maybe 20 years ago. We're at a party at one of my wife's cousin's house. And we're downstairs in the family room. And there are all kinds of religious folks there. And there's one believer that's meeting up with another believer. Him and I are sitting at this little bar. And we start talking about Jesus. The football game is on the TV set. And there's maybe 20 people in the room. Within 7 minutes, there wasn't a person left except me and him. It's the absolute truth.
One way to clear the room.
And we cleared the room. And guess what? They went upstairs and they started to crab because these two are talking about God. And guess what? I got reprimanded. What else is new? Well, you shouldn't be talking about God and you shouldn't be talking about politics. Fooey! I can talk about my Creator anytime. If they don't like it, too bad. Why? Because that's my job. When God put His Word in my mouth, I admit it, I went a little crazy. Maybe a lot crazy. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? Visions. And I said, I see a branch or a shoot of an almond tree. In parentheses, the emblem of alertness and activity. Blossoming in late winter. Cool. Then said the Lord to me, you have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Watching over my word to perform it. Whose word is he trying to make happen? His word, his promise. What did you declare when you went to communion? I've been healed by the stripes of the Lord. What is the healing process? It starts with your words. He's watching. And he's listening. And if you've declared that you're healed, guess what? The beginning of the process is already there. Will he carry you to the finish line? Absolutely. Why? Because he loves you. Tell your neighbor, he loves me. He gets all excited about me. That's why he's healing me. And he's not going to stop till he's got me well done. Hallelujah. Now, how do you know when a cake is well done? Would you repeat that? Because I don't think
that's
I got it.
I was taught. You put the toothpick in the middle and you take the toothpick out. And if there's stuff on it, then it's not cooked. If it comes out clean, then it's cooked.
So now watch. If I take my spiritual toothpick and I put it right into my heart and I put it out and nothing comes out, then I'm well done. Then I'm mature. Kim's not mature yet. Because somebody took a toothpick last night. And I pulled it out and I saw all kinds of stuff on it. Pray for me. I want to be well done. That's right. Put me back in the oven. Close your eyes. That's all I got. Father, there's some that are going to listen to this message, and I feel desperate that they're going to need your holy anointing. And just, Lord, take them higher. If they made a decision and they decided to backslide, Lord, give them grace and mercy so that they can pick themselves back up, make the right choice, and go forward by choice. Not by emotions, but by choice. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen. Share some love with each other. That's what we got tonight. I pray it changes your heart.